Hello, welcome to Rebound, where today six contestants will be battling it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. But they won't just have to beat each other, they'll also have to beat this. The Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see you stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, I'm Caroline, I'm retired and I'm from Welwyn Garden City.
Hi, I'm Dennis, I'm a retail manager from Aylesbury.
Hello, I'm Angie, I'm a casino inspector and I'm from Weybridge.
Hi, I'm Richard, I'm a training maths teacher from Liverpool.
Hello, I'm Ed, I'm a solicitor and I'm from Croydon.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline, I work in sales and marketing and I'm from Glasgow.
Welcome all of you and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. In the human body, which of these bones is the longest? Here comes the rebound. Femur, tibia, fibula or humerus? All bones in the body, but which one is the longest? Well, you all locked in very quickly. And you look very happy, Richard. Let's see what you locked in. OK. Quite a few of you went for femur. Richard, discuss.
I worked in a science department for about 25 years, so I sort of know the bones of the human body. I'm just hoping I've got the right name for the right bone.
Ed, you disagree with that?
I disagree. I think it's the tibia, but I'm like Richard, I might have got the wrong name for the wrong bone, but I'm still confident.
Jacqueline, you're with Ed there.
And I'm sticking to my answer. I think I've got the right one.
Let's take a look at the correct answer. It is the femur. It's your thigh bone.
Thigh, yeah.
So well done, Richard. Well done, Angie, too. And also you, Dennis. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. Well done to Angie. Ooh. Lightning quick, £789 you managed to bank, and that's the most. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these bands have had the most UK number one singles? The bar's going to rebound now. Bay City Rollers, Blue, Blondie or Backstreet Boys. All successful bands, but we're looking for the one with the most UK number one singles. But this time, Richard and Angie don't look so sure about their answer. Let's see what you all locked in. Caroline, you went for Blondie.
Well, yes, she's been around quite a long time and I do think she's had a few hits, so I thought she was more likely than the others.
Let's see if you're right. You are right. Yeah. The only one who got
it right. Caroline.
And a bit of a cheer from the others. Remember, you're playing for yourself, Richard, so a round of applause might not help.
I'm just impressed that Caroline's the only one who got it right. Well done, Caroline.
Well, how fast was she and how much cash did she bank? £488. Well done, Caroline. On to the next question. Your last chance to bank some cash. Start the bar. Which of the following is the lowest score in golf? The bar will rebound now. A birdie, an albatross, an eagle or a bogey? All scores in golf, but which is the lowest? Let's see what you locked in. Angie, you've gone for an albatross.
I hate golf. I think golf is the most boring game in the world. It's bad enough that anyone can play it, but to sit and actually watch it on the television, it's beyond me. So that is a complete and utter guess.
Who plays golf? Hands up.
I don't play it, but I know the answer to this. It's an albatross. It's a two on a par five. We're right. Anyone that's pressed B, bad luck everyone else.
Who's in the B camp? Put your hands up. Oh, there's the B camp. Dennis, you're also in the B camp.
Yep.
Let's see what the correct answer is. The B's have it. You got it right. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Well done to Ed. £697. And that ends fast cash. So let's have a look at the leaderboard and see how you're all getting on. J, Jacqueline.
Ooh. Good. It's not good, is it?
Plenty of work to do, but don't worry, you'll have plenty of chances to steal their cash. Okay. You're on naught at the moment. Richard, you're in third place. Dennis, you're in second place. And Angie, you're out in front with £2,233. Congratulations to you. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against each other, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Angie, you earn the most in fast cash with £2,233, so you get to play first. Come and join me. So, Angie, you work in a casino.
Yep.
Looking for people cheating.
I do.
So let's use your talent and suss out some of these people. Who's your biggest threat here?
I'd say all of them. They've all got hidden talents. They're all good at different subjects. I wouldn't like to pick any single one out.
Well, you're going to have to do that because you're going to have to pick your next opponent in our first head-to-head. We'll give you a bit of help there. We'll show you the leaderboard. So you can see the sort of money that you can steal. Who are you going to pick?
OK. Quite a lot of money I've got, so I'm not too worried about building up too much more at the moment, so I'm going to go Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, Angie, step up to the bar. Now, Angie, as you won the most in fast cash, you're in control of the game. You get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? British seaside or battlegrounds?
Well, like this battleground. OK. That is awful, both of them. I will go with British Seaside.
Why?
Because I'm rubbish at battlegrounds.
Jacqueline, would you have chosen that?
I wouldn't have, no. I've studied history in the past and my knowledge of battlefields probably surpasses that of the seaside, so...
Well, good luck, Jacqueline. You're about to see some anagrams of British seaside resorts. All I need you to do is solve them. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. That's important. To start with, Jacqueline, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first resort. Start the bar.
Blackpool.
Margate.
Brighton.
Skegness.
Bognor Regis.
Whitby.
Oh.
Whitby. And it means you've lost a life, Angie. And Jacqueline, you're in control of the game. And you get to choose the next category. What are you going to go for? Footwear or dances?
Well, we're both probably liking our shoes. So footwear is probably an obvious one for us to go for. I think I will go for footwear.
Okay. You're about to see some anagrams of different footwear. All I need you to do is solve them. This time, Angie, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first piece of footwear. Start the bar.
Boot.
Sandal.
Plimsoll. No! Slipper.
Slipper. Oh. You knew it, but it was too late. So what's happening, Angie? Is it the pressure of the bar?
I hate anagrams.
That is a problem.
I need time with anagrams. I need time to sort of look at them for a few seconds. I perhaps should think before I speak.
Well, you need to get this right now. Yep. You are down to one life and you lose that life and it's an early exit.
That's right.
And think about it, all that money you won.
I know.
The most in fast cash will go over to Jacqueline. And you have three lives. You're in control of the game. Tell us what you're going to choose next. TV news readers or Mr. Men?
This is a tricky one. I think...
Thinking tactically now, aren't you?
Angie, I think I'm going to go with Mr. Men.
Why?
Only because I'm hoping that the time spent with my son is going to put me in good stead.
Angie, would you have chosen that?
If I'd had to pick one, that would have been my preference over newsreaders.
OK. Up will flash images of some well-known Mr. Men. Just give me their names. Once again, the bar will be heading to you first, Angie. Here's your first Mr. Man. Start the bar.
Mr. Tickle.
Happy. Mr. Happy.
Bump. Mr. Tall. Mr. Messy.
Mr. Funny.
Mr. Sleepy.
Mr. Lazy. I don't know Mr. That Lazy. One. He does sleep a lot.
He does.
It's Mr. Lazy. <He's> lazy. Oh no! That's your last life gone. You're going home, Angie. And it gets worse. We're going to have to hand over all your money. Remember, Jacqueline didn't have any money when she came into this head-to-head. Angie, you've had a complete disaster here. You came into this a winner and you're going out a loser. You had £2,233. It's all going across to Jacqueline. So, Jacqueline, you now have £2,233. What a steal.
I feel quite lucky.
We're going to see you in the next round. Angie, you've been beaten by the bar. Dennis, with £1,926, you're next to play. Come and join me. Dennis, are you married?
No, I'm single.
You're single?
I am.
Good-looking chap like yourself. You obviously work out of the gym. You must have women flocking around you.
I do, but I'm really hard to get on with. I'm kind of stubborn and stuck in my ways.
Stuck in your ways. That's not a good skill to have when you're playing rebound.
No, it's not.
You need to be fast, flexible.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to cope here?
I think so. Give them my best shot, yeah.
OK, you get to choose your next opponent. Have a good look at them. Three of them left. We'll show you the leaderboard as well. Just show you exactly how much money they've got. Richard, Ed and Caroline. Varying amounts.
Yeah.
Are you going to be greedy? Are you going to be guarded? I think. But don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Jacqueline won our first head-to-head, but who'll join her in the next round? Right, Dennis, you've had time to think about who you're going to go for in our next head-to-head. Who's it going to be?
Well, it's quite tough, because they've all won a bit of money. And you look at Richard, he's very, very close to me, so he must be of a similar level to me. So I think I'm going to chicken out and get Richard and Ed to tackle each other in the next round. I'm going to choose Caroline.
Caroline, what do you think about being picked?
Well, I don't mind being picked. I think I've been hiding my light under a bushel a little bit and hopefully the categories will fall right for me.
Dennis, it's always the quiet ones.
I'm scared now.
Dennis, Caroline, step up to the bar. Well, Dennis, as you won the most in fast cash out of the two of you, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? London Underground or occupations?
Well, although I live in Aylesbury, I'm originally from London and spent most of my life in London. Occupations is really quite wide and varied, isn't it? I'm going to try London Underground, I think.
OK. I feel like you've got good knowledge there. Have you got good knowledge there, Caroline?
I think my knowledge is reasonable. I was a London ambassador during the London Olympics, so I know London pretty well, so I'm hoping that will help me.
This could come back to bite you, Dennis. You're about to see the names of stations on the London Underground. Each name will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in the missing word. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question, remember, when the bar is in your half. Caroline, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your London Underground station. Start the bar.
Hill.
Cross.
Marble.
Garden.
Court.
Square.
Cross.
Holland.
Hyde. Holland Park, Hyde Park Corner. Dennis, what happened to that London Underground knowledge?
Do you know what? I looked at the park and didn't look at the corner.
Oh, Caroline, you've still got three lives. Dennis, you are now down to two lives, remember. And you get to choose the category. Caroline, what will it be? Butchery or fictional animals?
Oh, dear me. Well, neither of those are particularly good characters, but I think fictional animals, there could be a lot of children's fiction involved, so I'm not going to choose that. I think I'm going to go for butchery because Dennis could know either of those, really.
This could be butchery here, Dennis.
Maybe I'll bring home the bacon then.
Oh, you're about to see some anagrams of different cuts of meat. All you need to do is solve them. Dennis, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first cut of meat. Start the bar.
Rib.
Ham.
Loin. Loin. You're down to one life.
It's going Pete Tong, yeah.
OK, you've got to fight back now. Yeah. You can't lose another life. Caroline, you're in control. Three lives.
Thank you, yeah. I'm just glad that was over quite quickly, because I think it would have got much more difficult.
Tell us what our next category will be.
Right.
Magicians and illusionists or TV doctors?
Oh, dear me. Well, I watch quite a bit of TV, but I'm not sure about TV doctors, magicians and illusionists. Oh, dear me. But you know what? I think I'm going to go for magicians and illusionists. I think that Dennis could be a TV watcher.
OK. Dennis, would you have gone for that?
Well, I'm a TV watcher, but I don't watch soaps.
I'm worried. This could be a short rally. You're about to see images of different magicians. You need to tell me the full name of each act. Once again, Dennis, the bar will be heading to you. Is your first magician and illusionist? Start the bar.
Paul Daniels.
Tommy Cooper.
Darren Brown.
Dynamo.
Penn and Teller.
No. They were tigers. Can't
Siegfried
remember their name.
Siegfried and Roy.
That's it. Yeah.
You know that?
Yes, I know it now. I wouldn't have brought their names to mind, however long it took.
What it means is you're down to two lives,
indeed.
Caroline.
Yep.
The fight back's on, Dennis. You can choose the next category. What's it going to be? Film directors or number one hits?
Well, I love the movies, but it's the movies I love, not the people who make them. and number ones can just stretch too far, can't it? I'm going to take a punt at film directors.
OK. Caroline, are you a film buff?
Well, I'd like to watch films. I'm not so sure I know too much about the directors, but we'll see.
We will. You're about to see some movie titles. All I need you to do is tell me who directed each. The bar will be heading to you first this time, Caroline. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Here's your first film and TV director. Start the bar.
Steven Spielberg.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Nope.
Stanley Kubrick. Great film, The Shining. Yeah, bit of a horror story for you now.
No, it's all right. I'm just lulling him into a false sense of security now.
I hope so, for your sake. You're down to one life, though. Dennis!
The fight back.
The comeback is on. Tell us the next category. Dames or knights? This is important.
This is... let's say knights. Let's go for the boys.
Would you have chosen that?
I don't think it'll have made too much difference. No. I probably don't know too much about either, but there you go.
Up will flash images of some celebrities that have been knighted. Ah. All you have to do is tell me their full names.
Right.
You each have one life. Whoever wins this one is going through to the next round. The loser goes home, though. Caroline, it's going to be heading to you first, the bar.
Yep.
Here's your first knight. Start the bar.
Bruce Forsyth.
Terry Wogan.
Bob Geldof.
Trevor McDonald.
Roger Moore.
Richard Branson.
Bobby Alex Robson. Ferguson. It's Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, it
wrong
football.
Manager. And too late, because
yeah,
you're going home.
Yes.
You've lost your last life.
Oh, well, it was
bit
great
of a disaster,
fun.
Though, because you had £488. Yep. That all goes across to you, Dennis, which means you have £2,414, and there's a big grin on your face. Yeah. Congratulations, we're going to see you in the next round. Caroline, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Richard and Ed, that leaves you to battle it out for that last spot. Step up to the bar. Ed, you went to Oxford University, so you've certainly got the brains for this.
I'm a bright boy. Let's bring it. I've got you in my sights,
Richard. Oxford, Smoxford, who cares? No one cares. Just bring on the questions. They're not exactly Oxford questions, are they, really, to be fair?
So, Oxford versus Liverpool. You've got the brains, but are you quick enough?
Oh, yeah, I'm quick all day long.
Now, Richard, you've got a little bit of help, haven't you? You've got a lucky charm.
I have got my lucky charm. It is my child's umbilical cord.
Oh!
It's been in there for 5 years. No matter what the topics, you've had it.
I'd like you to put that away, though, because it's putting everybody off.
OK.
You get to choose our first category, though.
OK.
Tell us what it'll be. American English or maths?
I'm training to be a maths teacher.
OK. So this could be interesting, then.
It could be very interesting, because if the kids see it and I fail on the maths, I'm going to get slaughtered in school. So you know what? I think I'm going to go for American English.
Oh, controversial. You're a little bit worried that the kids in your school will see you getting maths questions wrong and tease you.
I'll let you into a little secret. My mental arithmetic's abysmal. Don't tell the kids.
So, would you have chosen that, Ed?
I would have chosen American English, but I would have been comfortable with either.
We have got ourselves a contest here. You've each got three lives. Up will flash an American English word. All you have to do is tell me the British equivalent. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, the bar will head to you, Ed. Here's your first word. Start the bar.
Football.
Pavement.
Nappy.
Fuel.
Bum bag.
Lift.
Dummy.
Candy floss.
Tap.
Wardrobe.
Courgette.
It's aubergine.
Ah! Yes!
Ed, you've lost a life. Well done, Richard. Three lives still intact.
Okay.
You get to choose the next category. What will it be? Queen songs or 1990s sitcoms?
I don't know much about Queen songs. I have watched a lot of telly in the past. I would have preferred 1970s sitcoms. If we could change that, I'd be very grateful. But if not, we'll stick to 1990s sitcoms.
We're not going to change it. Would you have chosen that, Ed?
I'd have gone 90s sitcoms as well.
OK. You're about to see the titles of 1990s sitcoms. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. Simple. To start with the bar, we'll head to you, Ed, again. Here's your first sitcom. Start the bar.
Foot.
Prince.
Men.
Absolutely.
Vicar.
Partridge.
Ted.
Grace.
Witch.
Rock.
Appearances.
Adams.
No! The Royal. Oh! The Royal Family.
I went back a few too many years there,
yeah,
didn't I?
You certainly did. And it means you're down to two lives. Two lives each. Ed, you're in control. Tell us what our next category will be. Quiz and game shows or Team GB?
I mean, these are both very good rounds for me, let's face it. I mean, very good. But on this occasion, I'm going to go for Team GB.
Why?
I just don't think Richard has the sport knowledge.
Have you?
I've got no sport knowledge at all.
Ooh.
So this could be quite a short round.
Up will flash images of the British team from the 2012 Olympic Games. All you have to do is tell me their full names. This time, Richard, the bar will head to you. Here's your first Team GB name. Start the bar.
Mo Farah.
Sir Chris Hoy.
Jessica Ennis.
Bradley Wiggins.
Tom Daly.
Victoria Pendleton.
Couldn't remember his name.
Lewis Smith.
That's it.
Gymnast.
No!
Oh, it's not looking good, Richard.
No.
You're down to one life. You've still got two lives, Ed. You're in control. What's our next category going to be? Video games or magazines?
They're both wide categories. Fortunately for me, I've got quite a wide general knowledge. I'm not sure about video games. I spend a lot of my time, you know, working, doing my legal work. So I think I'll go with magazines.
OK. They're all good for you, aren't they, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
Not short of confidence,
no,
is he?
No, not at all.
You're about to see the titles of magazines on sale in the UK. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. To start with, the bar will head to you, Richard. Here's your first magazine. Start the bar.
Claire.
National.
Times.
Nest.
Good.
Take.
Rolling.
Out.
Woman's.
I.
Digest.
How.
Horse.
Vanity.
Oh.
Bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bizarre.
Richard, you're going home. You've lost your last life. It's a real blow, isn't it? Because you came into this with lots of money. You had £1,472. That all goes across to you, Ed, now, giving you a total of £2,169. Well done, Ed. We're going to see you in the next round. Richard, you've been beaten by the bar. So three players remain, Jacqueline, Ed and Dennis, but who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Dennis, Ed and Jacqueline have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it into the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. As of August 2015, who has the most Twitter followers? Get ready for the rebound. Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Barack Obama or Harry Styles? We're looking for the one with the most Twitter followers. You're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. Dennis, you went for Katy Perry?
Yeah, I seem to vaguely remember it was between Katy and Justin, certainly a year or so ago, so I just picked one of the two.
Ed, you picked the other one. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not. I don't need to be, but, I mean, Harry Styles had the most tweeted tweet of last year, but I didn't go for him because I don't think he's got that many followers compared to Justin Bieber.
The correct answer is... it's Katy Perry. Ah. Well done, Dennis. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. £729. Well done. Katy Perry currently has more followers on Twitter than the population of the UK, would you believe? Next question. Start the bar. Which of these comic book superheroes appeared first? Get set for that rebound. Spider-Man, Iron Man, Batman or Superman? We're looking for the superhero who appeared first in comic books. You're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. This time, Dennis and Ed are in agreement with Superman. Jacqueline, do you read comics?
I don't, and my son's still a bit young for Marvel comics, but I have seen some of the films, so I was using my knowledge from the films.
OK, so you went for Batman. Let's see what the correct answer is. It is Superman, so well done to Dennis and Ed. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Well done, Ed. £695. You banked the most amount of cash. Batman was 1939, Jacqueline. Superman, 1938. So just missed out by a year. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these cities was the latest to host the Winter Olympics? The bar will rebound now. Lillehammer, Calgary, Sochi, or Nagano? Which of these was the last to host the Winter Olympics? You're nodding, Ed. You're feeling confident? That's a surprise, because you haven't been confident in this show at all.
No, I know this one.
Let's see what you locked in. You know this one, do you?
Yeah.
Sochi?
Sochi, Russia.
Dennis?
It's definitely Sochi. I love my Olympics. I went to the Athens Olympics, went to London Olympics, and I will be going to Rio, so it's definitely Sochi.
The correct answer is? It is Sochi, so well done, Ed and Dennis. But who was the fastest and who banked the most amount of cash? Ed, with £736. Dennis, just behind on £712. Sochi hosted the 2014 Winter Olympics, of course. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these Coronation Street characters appeared in the soap first? Here's the rebound. Gail Rodwell, Tracy Barlow, Rita Tanner or Audrey Roberts? All in Coronation Street, but which one appeared in the soap first? Some of you took a while to lock in there. Remember, the faster you are, the more cash you bank. Let's see what you chose. Jacqueline, do you watch Coronation Street?
I do, yes, and I know that Rita Tanner's one of the longest-serving characters, so hopefully I've got some money in the bank here.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is Rita Tanner, so well done to Jacqueline and Dennis. Let's see who banked the most amount of cash. Jacqueline, £635. Well done. Dennis, you're a bit slow, but you've still got some money there. This is the last time to bank some cash, so come on, guys. Start the bar. Which of these airports is the furthest from Heathrow? Get set for the rebound. George Bush, Charles de Gaulle, Marco Polo or JFK? Which one of those is the furthest from Heathrow? You're locked in. Let's see what you chose. Dennis, George Bush, where is it?
I think it's West Coast America. And it could be Marco Polo, but I'm not sure where that one was, but I know the others are... JFK is New York, and Charles de Gaulle is France. So it was out of Marco Polo and the George Bush one, so yeah. I chose George Bush.
The correct answer is... It is George Bush. George Bush Airport is in Houston, Texas, and it is over 4,800 miles from Heathrow. So well done to Ed and Dennis. You got it right. How much cash did you bank? £436 to you, Ed. £405 to you, Dennis. That's the end of Fast Cash. So it's a good time to have a look at the leaderboard, isn't it? Jacqueline, you're in last place. Ed, you're in second place. But well done, Dennis. You're out in front with £5,257. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Dennis, Ed and Jacqueline each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop their bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar moves 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Jacqueline, because you banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you. Ed, you're in second place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Dennis, you've banked the most so far, so you have the advantage of the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? 100, 220 or 160? Start the bars. Yeah, we were looking for how many yards they're in a furlong. Here's what you locked in. All in agreement, 220, Jacqueline?
I bet once a year on the Grand National, and I couldn't tell you how many furlongs it is, so I hope the 220 is the right answer for me.
The correct answer is... It is 220. You're all safe for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Arizona, California or Utah? Start the bars. Oh, you all took a bit of time to lock in. Remember, the longer you take, the more time you lose on the runway. Jacqueline, that's particularly important for you. We were looking for in which US state is Death Valley. Here's what you locked in. Ed, you're on your own. California?
It's a toss-up between the two. I still think it's California, but these guys have gone for Arizona and they know their stuff, so I'm not as confident on this one.
The correct answer is...
Yes!
It's California.
Excuse me.
As you may have guessed. Dennis and Jacqueline, you're in Death Valley now.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We're going to have to move your bars. OK, Jacqueline, we've had a couple of questions and you're halfway down the runway. You need to be right and you need to be quick or you're going home. Which of these is the correct answer? Gozo, Gaza or Giza? Start the bars. Very quick locking in. This is what you chose. All in agreement with Gozo. You're either all right or you're either all wrong. Dennis, what do you think?
I'm confident about this one. I know Gaza's Middle East. Giza, I have no idea. I think it's Gozo.
And we were looking for which of these places can be found in the Maltese archipelago. The correct answer is... It is Gozo. You're all safe for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Mars, Jupiter or Saturn? Start the bars. Dennis, you took a while locking in.
Yeah.
Remember, you're slipping away from Ed. Although Ed doesn't look very happy there. Let's see what he locked in. Oh, you're all in agreement. So even if you're wrong, Ed, you're all wrong.
We're all wrong. Yes, we're all wrong. That's fine.
We were asking, Zeus is the Greek equivalent to which Roman god? The correct answer is... Yeah, you are all wrong. It's Jupiter. And that's bad for all of you, but particularly bad for you, Jacqueline. Move the bars. OK, let's have a look at this situation, Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's crept up on you. You need to be quick and you need to be correct.
Yeah. I think I was really quick in that last one. Unfortunately, it was the wrong answer, but, yeah, I'm still in the game, so...
Well, good luck in the next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Wasps, bees or ants? Start the bars. Jacqueline, another wrong answer, and you're in. Well, you're close to going home, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking at that bar. I know I was quick, and I just hope that I got the right answer.
Here's what you locked in. Dennis and Ed, you're in agreement. You went for wasps. We were looking for which creatures live in a former Kerry. Jacqueline, do you think you're right?
I'm not quite sure. Hopefully, I've managed to score one over these two boys, but we'll see.
A lot is riding on this answer. The correct answer is... coming up right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Dennis, Ed and Jacqueline are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for which creatures live in a former Kerry. Dennis and Ed, you both went for wasps. Jacqueline, you went for bees. And there's a lot riding on this for you, Jacqueline, and also you, Dennis. The correct answer is... ants. So you all got it wrong.
Oh, OK.
This is bad for all of you. But Jacqueline, a wrong answer leaves you teetering on the brink of going home.
I'm still in, so play on.
We're gonna have to move the bars. Oh. Jacqueline, you're still in there. You're gonna have to be mighty quick if you're gonna stay in now. Really quick with the answers and hope that these guys get sucked into it. Dennis, you're not in a much better position.
No, I'm not.
A wrong answer, you're going home.
Yeah.
Which of these is the correct answer? Charlie Chaplin, Harold Lloyd, or Buster Keaton? Start the bars. Jacqueline, you're out of the game, you're out of time, you're going home, you've been beaten by the bar. Which means it's between you, Ed, and you, Dennis, for that one place in the final and that prize money. We were looking for which silent movie actor was known as the Great Stoneface. Both in agreement with Harold Lloyd. You're either both right or you're both wrong. That's not good for you, Dennis, because you need Ed to be wrong to make up ground on him. The correct answer is... it's the Buster Keaton, Dennis. This is bad.
It's not good.
It's worse than that. We're going to have to move the bar, you know?
Move it that way.
Move the bar. You're out of time, Dennis. You're out of the game. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Ed, you're through to our Rebound final. And, Ed, you've also stolen Dennis and Jacqueline's money, which means you're playing for a prize of... £12,161. Are you thinking about how you'd spend it already?
No. I'm not thinking about anything until I get that money in my pocket. We're going to get it done, though. I'm confident.
We're all rooting for you, Ed. Will Ed be the champion? Let's see if he can beat the bar. Now, Ed, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Ed needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches him. With every correct answer, Ed moves one step closer to victory and that £12,161. But the bar is determined to hunt him down, and if it reaches him at any time, it's game over and he goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Ed?
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
Let's reveal today's categories. Books, history, television, planet Earth, world affairs or music. Now, Ed, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. Which one do you want to play first?
I mean, there's a couple of decent categories in there, I hope. I'd like to play World Affairs first.
Why is that?
I mean, I'm pretty knowledgeable about different parts of the world, things that are going on, and hopefully that will be brought to bear in this round.
The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Rudy Giuliani was mayor of which city?
New York.
A UK parliament lasts for a maximum of how many years?
5 years.
In which state was Barack Obama born?
Hawaii.
What surrounds the candle on the Amnesty International logo?
Barbed wire.
The European Central Bank has its headquarters in which German city?
Frankfurt.
Ed, you're good.
I am good.
Pains me to say, because you don't lack confidence, but you've done really well.
That was a good start. That builds confidence. My confidence is already high, so let's hope we can keep it going. I'm not taking anything for granted. There's no complacency here. I just want to get to that end.
Take a look at the bar. It's hardly moved.
No.
Remember, it'll go past you, and then it'll bounce back, and this will become a sea of red. So the pressure will mount.
Yeah.
Was that your best subject?
I mean, that was... I'm strong on that, but there's a couple of other good ones there too.
Take a step forward. You're in the middle now, OK? Feels better. 5 steps behind you.
Yeah.
10 steps in front of you.
Yeah.
And beyond that, the prize money of £12,161.
And a lot of glory as well.
A lot of glory. Is that more important to you?
No, no, the money.
OK, we're going to have to think about your next category now, Ed. Yeah. What's it going to be? Books, history, television, planet Earth or music?
I think I've got to go for history.
Why is that?
I did a history degree at Oxford. I perhaps shouldn't admit to this, but history is strong.
OK, you've chosen history. Good luck. Which Anglo-French aeroplane made its first commercial flight
Concorde.
In 19... Which English physician pioneered the smallpox vaccine?
Fleming.
Thor was the Norse god of what?
Thunder.
Which comedian made the UK's first public mobile phone call in 1985?
Charlie Chaplin.
In which French city was Joan of Arc put to death?
Ron.
Which county in England did the Bronte sisters hail from?
Derbyshire.
Camelot is associated with the legendary king?
Arthur.
In 2012, the Queen celebrated how many years as British monarch?
60.
In which British city did... Well done, Ed.
Well done, Ed. You're on fire.
This is tough.
The Oxford graduate did slip up on 3, though.
Yeah, I think the Charlie Chaplin one was a little bit embarrassing. In what was it, 1985?
Ernie Wise was the comedian who made the first UK public mobile phone call in 1985. Yeah. Edward Jenner pioneered the smallpox vaccine. And it was Yorkshire where the Bronte sisters.
Of course it's Yorkshire. I don't know how I got that wrong.
OK, it's serious now, Ed. 5 steps to go, £12,161 beyond it.
Yeah.
So, Ed, step forward. That always feels a little bit better. Means they're just 5 steps. And choose your next category. Books, television, planet Earth or music?
This is a tough one for me. I can rule out immediately television and music. I'm not going to be great on those. Planet Earth is tempting. It's tempting. But I'm going to go with books.
OK, it's books. It's £12,161 at stake. Good luck. The Edge of Reason is the sequel to which novel?
Bridget Jones's. Sorry.
Which author wrote the children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Pass.
Katniss Everdeen is the lead character in which trilogy of books?
Hunger Games.
Gangster Granny and The Boy in the Dress are children's books by which comedian?
Eddie Izzard.
Which author wrote the crime novel, Death Comes to Pemberley?
Pass.
Which classic novel features the characters Tom and Daisy Buchanan?
Pass.
Who wrote the books High Fidelity and Fever Pitch?
Pass.
Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code centres around the murder in which museum?
Pass.
Which royal penned the children's book The Old Man of Lochnagar?
Princess Anne.
Which musical instrument completes the book title Captain Corelli's?
Mandolin.
A Tiny Bit of Marvellous is the first novel by which comedian? Nora Barnacle was the wife of which Irish author? Elizabeth Bennet is the heroine of which... Oh, Ed. Ed.
Give it a hug. You've done so well.
For those questions, I didn't know the answer to them and the pressure was building. It's a great game. I didn't quite make it today.
The few you got wrong, well, quite a few you actually got wrong.
Yeah.
Eric Carle was the author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah.
It was David Walliams who wrote The Boy in the Dress and Gangster Granny.
Yeah.
P.D. James was
Death
the author of Death Comes to Pemberley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah, I know the name. I know the name, but hindsight's a wonderful thing.
The Great Gatsby is the classic novel featuring the characters Tom and Daisy Buchanan.
Yeah.
Nick Hornby wrote Fever Pitch and High Fidelity.
Yeah.
The Louvre.
The Louvre, I was thinking
for the Da Vinci Code.
What's the museum in Paris?
That's the museum.
Wrong.
And Prince Charles, not Princess Anne, wrote The Old Man of Lochnagar. And the last two you passed on, Dawn French wrote A Tiny Bit of Marvellous, and James Joyce's wife was Nora Barnacle. And they put paid to your chances of winning £12,161. How do you feel?
I mean, I'm gutted. I'm fortunate to have got this far. Just a couple more steps would have been nice, but not to be.
Well, well done, and unlucky that you didn't win that prize money.
Thank you.
That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another 6 contestants battle to beat the bar. See you then. Goodbye.